Hi, I'm Max McDermott, and welcome back to another podcast. Have you ever wanted to know how the CT scan works? Well, today I'll be discussing how the CT scan has changed the medical world, as well as the history of the CT scan. If you want information on the CT scan, you have come to the right place. Now, let's get into the podcast. CAT scans, or CT scans, which stands for computed tomography, have revolutionized the medical world in many different ways. Before the development of the CT scan, people had to have x-rays. There is one big difference between the CT scan and the x-ray. The x-ray uses radiation to give a two-dimensional image of the body, while a CT scan uses a ring that uses different x-ray beams to give a three-dimensional image of the brain or body. This makes it a very useful piece of medical equipment for diagnosing cancer, as well as the diagnosis of bodily injury / trauma. The diagnosis of vascular injury, and it also helps to assist different surgeries. It can also be used to measure bone strength. The CT scan was developed by the British engineer Godfrey Hounsfield in 1972. Godfrey Hounsfield later received a Nobel Medicine Prize for his development. The original CT scan was rolled out in between 1974 to 1976 and was originally used just for head injuries, but it eventually started to be used on the whole body. The CT scan is now a worldwide piece of medical equipment, with 30,000 units installed in the world, with a whopping 6,000 units installed in America alone. During its 25 years of service, the CT scan has developed greatly, with quicker scans, greater resolution, and better customer services. While people do have reservations about getting a CT scan, as it slightly increases the risk of cancer, the radiation levels are what you would be exposed to in a normal environment over 3 years. Dr. McCullough, an expert on CT scans, wrote a paper on the risks of the CT scan. In short, he says that the CT scans are safe. While there are different factors about CT scans, it is recognised that the radiation you are exposed to has been halved since the beginning of the CT scan. The CT scan has saved many lives all around the world, with people in car crashes and people with rare heart disorders being saved as well. Here we have an interview with the creator of the CT scan, Mr. Godfrey Hounsfield. Good morning, Mr. Godfrey. Can you please tell us how you created the CT scan and why?
I joined the staff of AMI in Middlesex in 1951, where I worked for a while on radar and guided weapons, and there I later ran a small design lab. During this time, I became particularly interested in computers and technology while they were in their infancy. There I became interested in working on machines to help humanity. During the development of the whole body CT scanner, it became clear that an accurate cross-sectional picture of the body would be an important part of the implementation of many surgeries.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Hounsfield. So we have learned about the history of CT scans, the very small risks that come with the use of CT scans, and what it can be used for, how it revolutionised the medical world. What do you think about the CT scan? Do you believe that they have revolutionised the medical world? Do you think that the CT scan will continue to evolve over time, or do you think that medical technology will advance further than the CT scan? Next week, we will have another podcast covering another topic. Until then, goodbye.